Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben, only 45 days to go to the Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua. Today's a beautiful day for a round of golf. Mostly sunny this morning, a little cloudy, slight chance of some showers in the afternoon, cool us off. High today. What date is it? This is November, right? It's going to be 88 degrees. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Speaking of golf, maybe you'd like to get out and play around, or maybe you'd like to watch some golf. First, if you want to get out to Makalei, there's a 9:36. Poipu has a 10:10. Royal Hawaiian Country Club, 9:50. Bayview, 10:28. Makaha East, 8:45. Wailea on the Gold Course. It's the Shane Victorino Tournament for Maui Charities. And on the Emerald Course, they have a 1 p.m. And the only one on the Blue Course is a 1:20. Busy in the world of golf today. Speaking of busy, today is, I think it's the fifth annual Link Soul Presents a Persimmon Wood Exhibition Match and Skins Game. This is with Xander Schauffele and Dean Wilson. They're teaming up against Fred Couples and Will Kropp. And yes, they are using persimmons. This is so much fun. If you want to watch, try go to linksoul.com. There should be a, one of those wonderful links to go to Link Soul and watch that exhibition match. Got a great show for you. George Savarikas, Golf Channel, and the founder of Drink 2020 is going to be with us. Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. Taylor Herber, VP of Blue Tees Golf. Jason Straka, elected president, American Society of Golf Course Architects, and principal of Freistreika Golf, that is Global Golf Course Design, and Corbett Kalama, President, Friends of Hawaii Charities, Sony Open in Hawaii after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24/7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service. That's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
The Sony Open, rather, Sony Group Corporation has extended its sponsorship, the contract for the Sony Open in Hawaii with the PGA Tour, to 2026. Sony has sponsored the Sony Open in Hawaii continuously since 1999, which just happens to be the year the golf club went on the air for the first time. The tournament's been held at the Wailea Country Club since its debut in 1965, but also in 1999, the Friends of Hawaii Charities was created as the charity partner, the host organization. And in 2000, the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation agreed to match the money raised. Let's bring in the president of Friends of Hawaii Charities, Corbett Kalama. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Exciting time as we near the 2022 Sony Open in Hawaii. It's always an exciting time for all of us.
Yes.
Appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad you could take that time out of your busy schedule and be here to tell us. Now, this is really important that they extended. This is a major agreement, a partnership. Tell us why it's so important.
Well, it's so important because of the purpose. The purpose is to care for people who are at risk in our community. So every year we bring together the community, the business partners, we showcase them throughout the world, but we become the voice for those at risk in our community that are challenged, for the elderly, for the poor, for the children that are experiencing difficulty. So it's just to really bring attention to that and be an advocate for them.
Excellent. So exactly. The Friends of Hawaii Charities, you raise approximately $500,000 through the Sony Open. And then the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation matches that. So about $1 million has been raised every year since Sony became a partner. Where does that money go? Which charities? How do charities benefit from this?
Yeah, if I might just actually raise $1.2 million a year.
Excellent.
We've been doing that now for a number of years. So it's just, and we've been fortunate enough to have Harry Jeanette Weinberg Foundation as a partner for a number of years as being a part of that. But the money goes basically to nonprofit organizations that advocate in behalf of those at risk in our community, such as the Hawaii Food Bank, Institute for Human Services, Mental Kokua Hawaii, Boys and Girls Clubs, and a number of different entities that serve that. So everybody that you see out in the community that work so hard to care for others that have a difficult time caring for themselves, that's where the money goes to.
Isn't there about 60 different charities that benefit?
Well, actually, over the years, we've given money to over 250 charities throughout the state of Hawaii. And so it's just been... these past 2 years has probably been the most challenging for the nonprofit groups as because of COVID, the difficulty to raise money. So what makes the Sony Open so important, it's a week-long visibility, acknowledgement, and expression of appreciation for these nonprofit groups that continue to be very strong advocates for serving those that need in our community.
That's wonderful. How does a charity get to benefit from this partnership between Sony and Friends of Hawaii Charities?
Very easily. Just go on www.sonyopeninhawaii.com. Easy application process. We get through it, we process it, and we get the money out to them. Very simple. There's also an Aloha for Hawaii Charities component there that will match money that the individual organizations raise as a result of the Sony Open.
You'd be surprised how many people say, do you mean I'm a 501c3? Do you think I could get maybe some assistance from this organization? And I say, you need to get in touch with them. That would be a very good idea, which is why I raised the question. The relationship between Sony and Friends of Hawaii Charities, how did that come about?
Basically, Mr. Morita and then Tony Guerrero, Bert Kobayashi, Howard Ikeda, Al Souza got together, and they realized that there was an opportunity for Hawaii to be part of Sony's pursuit of excellence in caring for their community. And so that was what happened. And then Mr. Morita actually has a heartfelt relationship with Hawaii because Sony Corporation was assisted by an attorney here in Hawaii that helped this corporation move forward. So it's just really powerful opportunity for everybody to go far beyond golf. And for golfers, it just reflects the soul of golf, you know, that there's so many things that the golf community does for those that need in our community that goes unnoticed.
Yeah, wanting to give back to to Hawaii, Sony, wonderful. The importance, though, of understanding, too, we always talk about the big purses. That money is given to the winners and many on down the line, whoever makes the cut gets a little cut of the purse, which is what Sony puts up. It has nothing to do with the funds raised. In fact, the only way the funds can be raised is with volunteers, because otherwise we couldn't put on this tournament. It would be cost prohibitive, to say the least, to go out and hire so many people who perform so many vital functions, besides gallery control, shot link, parking, traveling. Let's just ask this really basic question. Will there be spectators this year?
Yes, our plan is to have spectators. We're, of course, following all COVID guidelines, but as you saw with the University of Hawaii, the state and the city and the county have been able to allow gatherings and things, so we'll have that. Our food concessions will be open, you know, subject to the different conditions, but everything's moving forward. Daniel, I'd be remiss in not acknowledging, as you've already commented on, the importance of the volunteers. 1,500 volunteers come from all over the country to serve in the community. So to serve in the community. So it's been very important for all of us to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
And the state of Hawaii has been very helpful. The Hawaii Tourism Authority and the whole bit have been very helpful with us to be able to do that.
Major partners.
major partner, you know, so we can't do it without the help of the people of Hawaii. And then the Wailea Country Club members give up their course.
Yes.
For that. So everybody's contributing in a manner in which they find beneficial, and the way that they can help. So it's not about money all the time. It's about the people acknowledging the need to play a role, and that we all have the kuleana to care for one another in a meaningful way. So
yeah, that's how we raise the money.
The thought is,
So it's really important. And I realize it's not all about the money, but the money is what people need in times like these. So one of the big ways to raise funds to assist people, some of the keiki, the elderly, the impoverished, Hawaii's women, just some of those served, is through what is one of the favorite events in the Sony Open in Hawaii for many businessmen and guys who want to test their game on a beautifully manicured Wailea Country Club that's set up for the professionals, is a pro-am. Usually there's two pro-ams. Are there spots open for those?
Definitely have spots open, and we always welcome. Just give us a ring. Go on SonyOpen.com, as I mentioned. Pick it up. Give us a call. They're always open. They're openings for the spots. But when you participate in a pro-am, you participate in supporting the nonprofit communities in such a meaningful way.
Yeah.
We would appreciate any support that we can get for them.
Yeah. Maybe there's a company, and there's four guys or four ladies or, you know, a mixed group that would like to knock on the chairman's door and say, hey, sponsor us. That would be perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. All right, so spectators, of course, will be allowed, and tickets are also available online at Sony Open. I will have that link for you in just a minute. Volunteers are needed, including for ShotLink. That was last year's biggest need. So I thank you so much, President of Friends of Hawaii Charities, Corbett Kalama, for joining us in the clubhouse to tell us about what Sony needs and some of the things that Sony Open Hawaii does for all of our folks here who really do need a lot. We don't realize just how hard some people are hit in our economy. It's very difficult.
Well, Danielle, we appreciate you. You've always been a very strong voice for those that need in our community, and we appreciate you allowing us some time to talk about the great things that you've been a part of for many years.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, 22 years. So the deadline to register is December 15th. Tournament is between January 10th and the 16th at the Wailea Country Club. Some of the volunteer positions: admissions, gallery control, parking, pro transportation, because there's so limited parking at Wailea Country Club. Lots of the volunteers provide transportation, so they'll drive some of the professional golfers and sometimes their wives and their children, because there's this really great keiki center that they set up for the kids. Of course, every wife and children wants to go to Hawaii, and so it's really nice the way everything is set up at Wailea Country Club. So you could volunteer for that. Standard bearers are needed. Volunteer pool, you never know, you know, what is needed, so you can be in the pool. And again, as I say, ShotLink. And if that's intimidating, because every shot that's struck by one of the players is recorded, and that's going up onto the PGA Tour site, so people can know what's happening if they can't be there or if they're far away, and they can follow Sony Open in Hawaii. And the link for that is SonyOpenInHawaii.com/2022 Sony Open Hawaii Volunteer Registration. And there's a little hyphen in between each one of those words. So it's really long. Chances are, you know, if you Google it, you'll just say, I want to volunteer for Sony Open in Hawaii, or Sony Open in Hawaii volunteer. Where do I go? Google always answers these great questions. You can also donate. We've kicked off the Aloha for Hawaii Charities campaign, a fundraiser for Hawaii Charities. You can donate now through January 19th. Friendsofhawaii.org to your favorite local charity, and the charity will get a bonus boost from funds raised at the Sony Open in Hawaii. So, so much to be done, so many things you can do, and you can always go to Friends of Hawaii Charities, or excuse me, just Friends of Hawaii, friendsofhawaii.org, and find out more about that. Thank you again. It's been great talking with you, Corbett.
Okay, take care. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Aloha. Aloha. We're going to come back. We have a fabulous man. I just really like his philosophy. He's also the president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects and principal of Fry Straka Global Golf Course Design. We'll be talking with Jason Straka right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Iwilei.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Ko'olina Golf Club's holiday sale is coming soon. One day only, top brands like Ralph Lauren, TaylorMade, Nike, Adidas, Callaway, Tommy Bahama are up to 75% off. Pick up an early Christmas present for the golfer in your family or treat yourself. We're having multiple free prize drawings throughout the day. Here's a special for the Golf Club listeners only. Mention this ad during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four players. Ko'olina's Holiday Sale, Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information and to register for the sale, visit ko'olinagolf.com/holiday sale.
Aloha, this is PGA Tour winner and major champion Colin Morikawa. Join me and the best players in the world at the 2022 Century Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Don't miss Maui's premier event, which is fun for the whole family. This year, Hawaii residents can get a special Kama'aina ticket presented by Southwest Airlines. These ticket packages and more are available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. And before I make a mistake again, I'm just going to call you Jason right now. Jason, do you mind telling me how to pronounce your last name?
It can be Straka or Straka. I answer to both of them. The old country way is Straka.
Straka.
Everybody in America says Straka.
So. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I speak German, or Swiss German. And so when I see your name, I think Straka.
Straka, that's correct.
Yeah, yes. Okay. But everybody in America knows you as Straka, and they'll think I'm mispronouncing your name. So, Jason Straka, President, American Society of Golf Course Architects, the principal of Fry Straka Global Golf Course Design, Masters of Professional Studies degree in Agriculture, Turf Grass Management, Masters in Agronomy and Environmental Golf Course Design Studies, serves as an Environmental Award Rater, expert witness on environmental golf course matters for the U.S. government, devoted to environmental golf course design. Welcome into the clubhouse. You are amazing.
Thank you so much, Danielle. It's nice to be here.
When did you, or where did you, you kind of... this love for the earth and nature coupled with golf course design begin to form inside of you or meld?
Well, meld is a good way to put it. I grew up out in the country, Danielle, and I love to go fishing and skiing and hiking and camping and canoeing and all of those things. And those were my very formative years as a young man. And of course I was introduced to golf by my family when I was also young, about 6 years old. And so it just became sort of natural that when I had this or developed this love of design, and I kept, you know, having people always ask me, what do you want to do with your life? What really interests you? And I said, you know, I really like the design field, but I didn't really know whether that meant buildings or, you know, and then I was introduced to this whole concept of landscape architecture. And I said, wow, you know, it'd be really interesting is to develop a career that would meld all of that together, as you said,
into, you know, golf landscape architecture, and of course, and then golf course design became the center of that. And then with my love for the environment, that's really what I strove to do.
Wow. You're around the world too. Profiled by Golf Asia Magazine, American Society of Golf Course Architects President Jason Straka. In the article, you talk about environmental golf architecture and what's been learned about the design in this time of COVID. I thought, I never made the connection between COVID and design.
It's been a, I mean, for everybody, obviously, it's been just, it's not an amazing time, a frustrating time, a sad time. I mean, there are so many different emotions with, you know, what just mankind has gone through in the past 2 years. You know, of course, when all of this started to transpire and people started to figure out, you know, what a large problem that COVID was going to be, golf, first off, it sort of shut down just like everything else did initially. And then when we started to learn more, you know, about what COVID is and how it gets transmitted, and then golf became, you know, something that could be done safely if it was done wisely. And, you know, of course, it transformed a lot of different, especially public courses and how they operate. You know, they went completely to, tee times that were generated, for example, on your cell phone. And when you got to the golf course, rather than marching into the pro shop and checking in with somebody, you could check in right online on your phone. I mean, there was all this like contactless delivery for restaurants. I mean, it sort of became that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then it also became extraordinarily streamlined in that way too. And so, again, then people were like, well, what do we do? We can't go into the office. You know, we can't do other things safely, movies and restaurants and all these other things sort of fell by the wayside in the short term. And so, people, they said, well, gosh, I can get out and play golf. And so that became something safe. And, everybody to this day, we still struggle, right? Mentally, emotionally, sometimes physically. And, golf, thank God, provides all of those things. We can get out, and even if you had to, ride in a separate cart for those that couldn't walk, at least you can go and have some social interaction, right? You can put all of your worries behind you and just go out and enjoy nature and enjoy the day. And so people's love affair with golf really became rediscovered for a lot of people that maybe put their clubs away for a while, and people that hadn't tried it, there's really no other time, better time to try something like that. And so participation rates have just skyrocketed. And, of course, that means, demand on golf and tee times, and the business then started to boom.
Yeah.
So,
it did. I mean, it was hard. Hawaii has so many resort courses. They were hit, because it's hard to make the tee time prices using the local economy. We get, local people get what we call kama'aina rates. Or state rates, right? And so it was hard to keep everything going, but everyone did. And golf saw a boom in the number of people who wanted to come out. And I was reading, so in developing markets, you say golf doesn't always need championship courses. Isn't that the truth? In the 80s, everybody right. was building these gigantic golf courses, and it was like almost intimidating. How do I get into the game? I don't even, that's way too long for me. So you point out we need something more hands-on, the short courses.
That's for sure. I look, to my own experiences, so when I was introduced to the game, I used to play at a local par 3 golf course. It wasn't really anything sophisticated, but, I would go out with my friends and family, and, many times, we would get dropped off because we might be, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and it was a safe environment where the course was located. And, the people that owned it just let us go around. We paid one fee, and we went out and we played 3, 4, 5 rounds right in a row. And they didn't care so long as we were out there. And then when I became, good enough and you understood what the rules were and the etiquette, then there was a local executive course.
Yes.
And so then you spent the next couple of years, playing there. And then once you became good enough, then you went to different public golf courses, and you just sort of marched up this ladder. And, you know, and I didn't know it at the time how fortunate that I was to be in that environment. You know, I mean, when you're young like that, you don't always understand all of your blessings. And so, you know, I also grew up in an area where there were 30 affordable, accessible public golf courses within 15-minute drive of my home.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Northeast Ohio. And, I mean, and again, when I was young, I was just like, well, doesn't everybody have that, right? So, right. I mean, it just was sort of a fabric of people who, you know, lived in the community. And there were, of course, leagues and, you know, everybody would go out on the weekends as well. And, you know, of course, you know, you start to travel. And as you get older, you're like, wow, you know, not everybody had that ability. And Danielle, when I was a teenager, our local, it was the best public golf course, you know, within our area, probably within at least an hour. They actually sold junior memberships. Now, think about this. Now, granted, as you're talking 30 plus years ago, for $150 for the year.
Wow.
I mean, you can't, you know, a lot of places, you can't even get a nine, you know, some places, not even a nine-hole rate tee time. $150, we can play any day of the week. On weekends, it would only be from 2 o'clock and on, and if there were weekday leagues in the evening, we had to give, you know, way to them.
Mm-hmm.
Any other time was open, was fair game.
Wow.
And you talk about, you know, a golf course, and they're very forward-thinking because, you know, of course, they're doing good by developing junior golfers, but they also knew that a lot of people were going to still live in the community. And, you know, that they would remember that, right? They became their patrons. I mean, so they were growing their customer base by doing that. Really, really smart.
Really smart. And as a kid, did you feel empowered by your access to the golf course and doing this on your own with friends?
I did. You know, it was before I could drive, you know, as a 16-year-old, you know, mom or dad or somebody would drop us off at the golf course and a bunch of our friends, we would go out and play. And, you know, again, that was the avenue that, you know, kept us out of trouble. You know, we weren't doing other things that we shouldn't be doing. You know, of course, you know, we would go out and we would even play cross-country golf. And, you know, I remember when I was about that age, there was a Titleist commercial, and I don't even remember if there was clubs or balls, you know, that they were promoting, and they had these two young kids. And, you know, the whole premise of the commercial was, you know, how many holes do you think we can get in? You know, and the other kid just says, I don't know, we're just going to keep playing till we can't see anymore. And that was my childhood, right? I mean, that was my childhood. We used to do that all the time.
Wow.
All the time.
Wow. In one of the quotes in the announcement of your election to president of the American Society of Golf Course Architects, it is my charge to carry on the success of my predecessors, lead where there is no roadmap, and continue to help the golf industry grow and nourish the game. Further, I look forward to strengthening the influence of the ASGCA by encouraging all qualified designers to participate and by working even more closely with our industry partners. There's an awful lot in those two sentences.
Yes. I know. There's a lot of work in those two sentences.
Yes.
But that's okay.
So you want more of the architects to get involved?
Well, I do. You know, what's interesting in our business is that people look to ASGCA or, you know, the Superintendents Association for, you know, they're looking for some sort of public stance, for example, on, you know, improvement of the golf ball or equipment or dialing back length of golf courses. And there's all social issues, and there's this whole myriad of things. You know, that's really, really hard to do, you know, to build a consensus. You know, like all you have to do is look at our, you know, our government structure. Really, really hard to do. However, is that, you know, I also understand that the strength of any organization is to have anybody that's got a, you know, a voice, you know, a real voice, you know, to be part of that organization just makes that organization stronger. So for me, you know, I want a diversity of opinions. I want a diversity of practice styles, meaning professional practice styles, and you know, different influences. Because again, that's what makes ASGCA what it is, and it really strengthens you know, not only then ASGCA but the profession of golf course architecture.
I got to bring up Marion Hollis, named as an honorary member of the American Society of Golf Course Architects. And when I was reading I thought, my goodness, I had no idea how influential she was in a time when, oh, goodness, women didn't do much of anything like this.
Right.
She was, you know, she did the number 16 at Cypress Point, and Alistair McKenzie wrote, I was in no way responsible for the whole. It was largely due to the vision of Marion Hollins. Isn't that wonderful?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, she, first off, she came from a well-to-do, family at that time. And, she had access to, golf and, frankly, a lot of other, sports and activities. Her life was cut, much too short, but her influence amongst the game and even amongst golf course architects and design was immeasurable. This past meeting that we had here just a few months ago, we made her an honorary member of ASGCA, and it was long overdue. And she still had some family that was, alive in California, and there was a presentation that was made to her family, with the right credentials and plaques and paperwork, signifying her, her admittance into ASGCA as an honorary member.
Yeah, she worked with McKenzie on Pasatiempo and Augusta National. Whoa.
That's right. Yep.
That's when
incredible.
I went.
Yes. Yeah, incredible. Absolutely incredible. And I would venture to say that if you asked the average golfer, they probably had never even heard of her.
No. Yep. No, who knew that Alice Dye was the great mind behind Pete.
Yes. Jan Beljan, working under Tom Fazio and doing such tremendous work. No question.
Yeah, exactly. So yep. That's the beauty of this this game. Excellence is rewarded and at least a lot of times. And room is made for those passionate and who dedicate themselves to it. I'm looking at some of the golf courses. Which was the most challenging? I'm looking at Camelback. Is it the Ambiente?
Ambiente. Yeah,
Ambiente.
Spanish
course.
For environment, yes.
Yeah, and the Georgian Bay Club. Just so many in Thousand Oaks. Was at the Los Robles Greens Golf Course?
Correct.
Wow. Yeah. So all of these are in some pretty, snazzy places.
Right.
Do you get a lot of
not all of them, though.
No, not all of them, but I mean, do you get some pushback from neighbors?
You do. It depends on the project, that we're, and the specific goals or purpose. Danielle, lots of times people always ask and say, what are the most challenging golf courses that you've worked on? Not specifically meaning that, are you designing them for tournaments or things, but just to get the projects permitted and constructed and built. And I said, there's a lot of them that it just, for different reasons. When we work overseas, for example, and you're working in developing markets, so we've worked in Brazil and Vietnam and some pretty remote regions of China, for instance, where the people physically building, a golf course maybe have never even, they don't even really know what golf is.
Right.
Right? A lot of them haven't even stepped foot on a golf course. And so, you're teaching them as you go what needs to happen. And that's also part of the fun, too, because many times, we'll get, commissioned to stay on to help build, for example, build maintenance crews. And so, to transition that facility into the local marketplace, wow. Which is then hopefully a benefit not only to, introduce people to the game, but also give them an economic boost, as well, and give them jobs. But so many of these, developing countries and regions, again, it's not like you just call up your local golf course builder and invite five of them to come and bid a project. I mean, that doesn't exist.
You're right. Yes.
So, it's like, how do you get this thing built? And, so that becomes a challenge. In other countries or other states, it can be environmental challenges and restrictions. And, every state, for example, you have the federal permit system, then you have a state permit system, and of course, every state, state by state is different. In some states, for example, especially like in the northeast of the United States, they have very restrictive environmental permits that you have to obtain. And it could be even not only down to the town with it that it's in, but also then even with the region of a specific town. and so you have all of these different layers that you have to work through. So, you know, those jobs become very challenging.
Wow.
And then, of course, you had mentioned something like Camelback or Ambiente. That
yes.
was in Scottsdale. And you already had, that was a big redevelopment project with, you know, very swanky homes all the way around it. And, of course, everybody has their opinion of what their backyard should, you know, view should look like. Right? So you
I can
have
only
that
imagine.
Part of it. But I will tell you that if you actually then looked at where that golf course is within the Scottsdale environment, it sits on a big desert wash. And when it rains in the mountains or in Scottsdale during monsoon season,
oh yeah,
that whole golf course is a major floodplain. I've seen kids surf
yes.
down the middle of the golf course on mattresses.
That's right.
So,
yes, yes. In New Mexico, they have something called the arroyos.
Yes,
and, right?
That's essentially what this is.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So when, you know, don't let those kids play in the storm drain. Of course, we all played in those. I was living
with
my
right?
uncle.
I mean,
is, it's wide open. We're going to play in there. Are you kidding? So much fun talking with you. I hope you'll be back on the show. And I just wanted to shout out to the Environmental Excellence Award honorees, Anchorage Golf Course in Anchorage, Alaska, Forrest Richardson, the past president, and Jeff Danner, Crystal Mountain Resort, Betsy Valley Course, Thompsonville, Michigan, A. John Harvey, and Sailfish Sands Golf Course in Stuart, Florida, John Sanford, ASGCA, everyone, of course, involved. Terrific seeing you guys so involved in how you impact the environment and how to build within it. And does everybody think they have the worst permitting in the world?
Of course. Of course.
Just wanted to make sure that we're not different. Thank you very much for being on the show. This is Jason Straka, or Jason Straka, depending where you're from, President American Society of Golf Course Architects. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Danielle. It was a pleasure.
Aloha. And Sony Open, yes, it's about to happen, but first comes the Century Tournament of Champions, and Alex Urban is coming up next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Coalina Golf Club's holiday sale is coming soon. One day only, top brands like Ralph Lauren, TaylorMade, Nike, Adidas, Callaway, Tommy Bahama are up to 75% off. Pick up an early Christmas present for the golfer in your family or treat yourself. We're having multiple free prize drawings throughout the day. Here's a special for the Golf Club listeners only. Mention this ad during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four players. Coalina's Holiday Sale, Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information and to register for the sale, visit coalinagolf.com/holiday sale.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, PGA Tour. CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com is where you go. Century, only 45 days and 20 hours away. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
Down to the hour today, yes. Danielle.
Wanted to tickle your fancy.
Yeah, I always appreciate it. Every time it makes me laugh. I always love coming on because it makes me well aware of exactly how many days we've got until the event.
We'll have you on weekly.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Nice to be here. Thanks for having
me. It's wonderful having you. And the first question I have to ask you, is there a chance Bryson and what's his name will be paired up together?
Brooks? Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. I think our pairings on Thursday are usually done via the previous season's FedEx Cup rankings.
Usually. Okay.
So you can kind of look at those rankings from last year and see where we would net out at the tournament this year. But who knows? I mean, shoot, depends on how they play. You know, we repair every day, Thursday after Thursday, Friday and Saturday. So there's always a chance.
Always a chance. You know, I mean, they hugged it out at Ryder Cup, but now
they're
doing that, you know, that boxing strategy coming up for the match. You know, they're looking at each other in those billboards like, yeah. Okay. We have a great, great field. I am so excited. And there's so much going on with the Lookout, the Lanai at the clubhouse, Aloha Club on the 18th hole with food and beverages, and the Banyan Club on the 8th hole. So many places to duck in and have some food and drink, take a little shade, and then get back out. This is wonderful.
Yeah, we're really excited. I mean, I'll start with the first bit. You were talking about the field, and I think we could probably do a whole show.
We're gonna
talking through the field and what the great stories are, and I mean, even just looking at the guys that are past champions. I mean, we've got Justin Thomas and Spieth back in the field, which he became a dad this week, which is awesome.
Yeah,
little Sammy Spieth. And then you've got Patrick Reed as a past champ in the field. You've got Xander Schauffele, who made his way back to the tournament. Of course, defending champion Harris English. Kind of a Ryder. You were just talking about the Ryder Cup. Kind of a Ryder Cup who's who there.
Yes.
It's those returning champs, but plus some great first time winners. And we had Vic Hovland win. I love the mixture you get at the tournament here at the Century Tournament of Champions with the established guys on tour who are used to winning and have won a bunch of times, but also the new guys. You look at the leaderboard this week at the RSM Classic, and there's some new names on there. Great journeyman story from came up through the mini tours and then through Korn Ferry Tour is David Skins, who's in second place.
Yeah,
he and I worked a summer on what was formerly the Hooters Tour. And he was a player on that tour back in those days, back in 2010, and he's a really great guy. And so I've been following him closely. He's in second place this week at RSM, so he could theoretically be a guy that plays his way into the field. So it's just an awesome field. and then, of course, all the different options on site. You were kind of running through them. And what I'll say to anyone who's interested in coming out to the tournament is just keep checking CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. That's where tickets are for sale. That's where information comes from, field updates, parking, all that fun stuff. Nice and easy to remember, just the tournamentname.com. So CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, it really is simple. And it's so great to see Jordan Spieth back again after, you know, being sidelined as he got his game back together. It's great to see. Daniel Berger I mean, mm-hmm. he's a real tough bulldog kind of guy. And speaking of tough is Patrick Reed. He's another one that, you know, probably wants to take on all comers. And then Lucas Herbert, you know, winning last week, it was like, that's another person, you know, that you'd say, who? But he's been working hard for a long time. Are you familiar with Lucas?
There's, you know, you remember, Danielle, I was on the communication side of our business.
Yes.
For 4 or 5 years, and I never ran across Lucas. He's new enough to the scene that I haven't personally, you know, run across him. But that's certainly going to change here in a few weeks when he comes to Maui to play in our event. So we're certainly excited to have him. I'm excited to see Garrick Higo. I thought his win earlier this year at Concession was a really, really cool. It's just a great win. We have quite a few South Africans that are going to tee it up with us.
Yeah, and you've got Colin Morikawa, and Colin,
and
Colin could become like the first American to win the season championship on the European Tour, soon to be the DP World Tour, but. Regardless, right?
There's not a better iron player in the world than Colin Morikawa.
Well,
so,
Tiger was.
As long as he keeps hitting irons to 2 feet, he's going to win a lot of golf tournaments.
Yeah. And someone said even if he doesn't win, he's got the points to win the year-long award. So it's just. Golf is a never-ending story. It's wonderful. And Cameron Champ being back, I love his story. You know, he came out and just wowed everybody with his long game. And like Bryson, right? But with Cameron, mm-hmm. it was a challenge for him to get his short game together. And Bryson seems to have figured out a way to get that. Maybe not chipping. He's a little iffy there, but it's great. Abraham Anser, Eric Van Rooyen, Kevin Kisner, Sungjae Im, another, you know, amazing, and Tony Finau. Tony Finau's in the field, so he's coming home. You know, this used to be his summer home.
Tony would be such a fun champion to have at our event. Tony's just such a great guy, and obviously his family ties to the area. He would just be a really class winner for us. I mean, shoot, anyone in the field would be a great winner. They're all PGA Tour winners. That's what makes this tournament so awesome.
Exactly.
So you can't really do badly. But Tony would be kind of extra special if he were able to win here at some point in his career.
Of course, all of this is raising money for Maui. Maui Charities Win with the Century Tournament of Champions, and Century has been such an amazing partner. On Maui with the charities, they start giving money to different organizations for different reasons, you know, before the tournament happens, after the tournament happens. They've been so generous.
Yeah, I always make sure to let people know how lucky this tournament is to have a title sponsor like Century, because the very best PGA Tour events are the ones where the sponsor and the event and the community kind of all row in the same direction. And Century, since they got here, and this will be their fifth year as sponsor, which is crazy that it's already been that long, they have just really, really put into action the words that they say, which is that they want to make a difference year-round in Maui and that it's not just about the tournament and it's about long-term support. Well, all they've done since saying that is make a 10-year commitment to the tournament for stability. So we know the tournament is going to be, you know, stable and sponsored through at least 2030. So that's nice stability. And then at every possible turn, they give additional charitable funds to different organizations, what you were just alluding to. So last year they gave an extra $200,000 to the United Way in Maui in the wake of COVID for COVID relief. They gave $250,000 to the Maui Food Bank. So I think that it's and keep in mind, this is a community that they actually don't even have any business. They don't conduct business in Hawaii.
Yes,
the only business they do is sponsoring this event. And so for them to take that and to really see it as more of a a responsibility to support the community.
Yeah.
I think that's rare, and it's something that we should be very, very proud of.
Very hard.
And we're very lucky to have them. And they're just great people. We just love working with them too. They're fun, and they get it.
They are fun. I'm looking forward to the show. We won't be able to be on Maui this year because it's not quite ready. PGA Tour is not quite ready for radio inside the clubhouse. But I'm sure hoping that in the next year we will be. But, of course, we're going to dedicate the entire show. And I'm looking forward to talking to everybody from Century about how wonderful they are. That's one of my favorite things to do. Hey, yes. Don't you need volunteers?
Yeah, so our volunteer force at the Century Tournament of Champions is just wonderful. And we have so many volunteers that have been doing it for a long, long time. And it becomes this community of people. And you talk to volunteers all the time that they've been coming back for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, because they see the same people every year, and it becomes almost like a little homecoming. And so, you know, you have these long established volunteers, but it's always important to keep bringing in new volunteers to start the next wave. And so we're still accepting volunteer applications for those that want to register and be a part of the tournament and help stage it. You know, that charitable dollars that we were just talking about, the Century dollars, we give more than $500,000 to Maui charities every year. That wouldn't be possible without our volunteers. We have great volunteer leaders. Our chair people are wonderful, and they do a top notch job. And if you want to be more involved with something and something that's a lot of fun, it's a great week, a fun week. Just go to, once again, CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com and click volunteers, and you can join our team.
Yeah, I'm right here too. And you just it'll direct you to PGAtour.com. Don't worry about that. That's just a part of it. So if you click on PGAtour.com, then you see the Century Tournament of Champions is in the address. So you just put it in there, and it'll automatically take you to where you need to go to find out about tickets, to find out about all the different little places, locations that you can hang out. And that comes with the cost of a ticket. There's a little bit extra, of course, the lookout, a new experience last year, the lanai at the clubhouse, Aloha Club on the 18th hole, food and beverage, a little bit more pricey. Grounds is included, the cost of going in, the Banyan Club on the 8th hole. That looks like a lot of fun. And thank you. You know, we're going to talk again soon. Gaming platforms. It's just incredible. Is it that we can game now with the game? Are you still there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I'm here. Absolutely. Agree with you.
Yeah. So that's always, there's something, someone put a note in my notes, a chirp. I don't know what that is. So I'll have to look into it. And the next time, by the way, would you put your number in your phone, my number, the studio number?
Yeah. I know this. Well, I went back through our, you know, our correspondence, and I couldn't find it. So it's going in right now.
That's my bad. And I'm asking you so that I don't do that again. You put the number, please, in your phone.
And you know what? I think chirp. So just so you know, is we've Century. We were just talking about our title sponsor.
Uh-huh.
For our volunteers, they support our volunteer program really strongly. And one of the things that they've done is add a gifting program for all of our volunteers. So there's kind of a new gift, gift every single day. So Chirp, I believe, is a speaker company.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to talk more about that for the volunteers. All right, Alex Urban, Executive Director.
All right, number's going in right now.
Century Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour. Just 45 days and 20, make it 19 hours left. Okay, until we get to tee up. All right, thank you very much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Hey, you know what came in my inbox? A beautiful box. And I opened the box and I went, wow. BlueTeesGolf.com. Go check it out. Blue Tees Golf. The Vice President of Sales, Taylor Herber, is going to be with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Coalina Golf Club's holiday sale is coming soon. One day only, top brands like Ralph Lauren, TaylorMade, Nike, Adidas, Callaway, Tommy Bahama are up to 75% off. Pick up an early Christmas present for the golfer in your family or treat yourself. We're having multiple free prize drawings throughout the day. Here's a special for the Golf Club listeners only. Mention this ad during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four players. Coalina's Holiday Sale, Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information and to register for the sale, visit coalinagolf.com/holiday sale.
Coalina Club. Yes, the golf club is having their holiday sale one day only. It's today. Today. That's why I had to cut in. November 20th. 8 a.m., it's underway, to 1 p.m., discounts up to 75% off, and then you register to reserve your shop time. Now, it may be too late to do that, but you can always go online and register. Just go to coalinagolf.com/holiday sale, okay? Then, and if you can't get a shop time because they're sold out, just go over. You know, walk-ins are welcome. There may be a little bit of a wait time because of social distancing. So that's coalinagolf.com. Someone's calling me. I apologize for that. During the sale, ask where you can enter your name for a chance to win a free round of golf for four at Coalina Golf Club. That's right. A free round of golf for four at Coalina Golf Club. This is for the golf club listeners only. A foursome you could win. We'll be back.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Aloha, this is PGA Tour winner and major champion Colin Morikawa. Join me and the best players in the world at the 2022 Century Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Don't miss Maui's premier event, which is fun for the whole family. This year, Hawaii residents can get a special Kama'aina ticket presented by Southwest Airlines. These ticket packages and more are available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Taylor Herber, Vice President of Sales, Blue Tees Golf, BlueTeesGolf.com. Welcome into the clubhouse.
How you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing good. It's Saturday. It's a fabulous day. Great day to play a round of golf. And if I've got my Blue Tees rangefinder, can I play with that in competition?
Yeah, depending on which unit you have, but I think the most recent one, your S3 Max unit has a slope switch on it, and that one you can definitely play with in a tournament.
So the only thing you can use a rangefinder for now is for distance, no slope, right?
During a tournament, no slope. For your amateur golfer or a golfer like myself that maybe sneaks out once in a while, you're definitely welcome to use the slope as long as you're not playing in tournament play.
Right, right. That, you know, now let's go into like what it can do for all of us who are just going out to play a round of golf. Tell us, you know, what is that slope tell me?
So on the slope side, if you're, let's say you're teeing it up on a par three and it's got, you know, it's downhill quite a bit and some amateurs are just, you know, learning how far their clubs go. This can give you some insight on, you know, what the decline looks like and kind of takes that into account for you. So instead of hitting your, you know, 7-iron, you may end up hitting a 9-iron because, it's letting you know kind of the more accurate distance with the slope.
Okay, so it takes into account the terrain and gives you the distance, not just straight line, but taking everything in account around it.
Correct.
Yeah, well, you know, you'd be surprised how many people wouldn't understand that right away. You know, that just
I think on the, you know, on the amateur golfer side, especially if you're playing in practice rounds and things, knowing the slope and knowing your distance heading into a tournament is obviously really important. And, you know, a lot of people think of a point and shoot rangefinder as just something that you're going to shoot the flag with. It's important to know where other targets are, where the front of the green is, because the back of the green may slope more, where your bunkers are, where water is. And so you can utilize a rangefinder in pretty much every way to kind of work your way around the course. I haven't been playing enough lately and not good enough of a golfer to worry about too many of those things. I just kind of need to know within 10 yards and, you know where the flag is and I'm good to go. But for your tournament players, you know, there's a lot of benefits. And then for your amateur, there's a ton of benefits as well.
I'm in the same boat you are. You know, we don't have any time to play golf, right? That just is the way it is when you're in the business. But Taylor Herber,
yeah,
he's the vice president of sales. A rapidly growing producer of golf rangefinders and accessories. It's Blue Tees Golf, okay? A golf industry veteran, 15 years of experience. He grows companies and then exceeds the sales goals. He's one of those great guys. He manages large teams. But as I'm reading about Taylor, I missed this part the first time we met Taylor. Additionally, Herber designed new product innovation in conjunction with Marvel's Hollywood blockbuster film, The Avengers. Wow.
That was a really fun project. It started with a small bracelet company that kind of turned into a big bracelet company. We ran a company called Trion Z, or I helped run a company called Trion Z. They were based out of Japan originally. But we were at one point in time one of the number one golf accessories, you know, out on tour. We had Ricky and Rory and Phil and Tiger and everybody wearing our product. It was a little dual-banded rope bracelet that had magnets that would help with blood flow, et cetera. So that was a fun project. And then we kind of went a little more mainstream and developed some jewelry piece items. And one of those happened to be in the original Avengers movie, and I got to do at a young age, got to do a lot of fun things and go to the set and meet the stars. And
wow.
When Iron Man fell out of his, or got thrown out of his window by Loki, our product was on his arm and called his Iron Man suit, and that was our claim to fame. But it was a fun little project that kind of took me out of the golf niche for a little while.
Wow. But totally back into the golf niche. This is Blue Tees Golf, bluetees.com. So you've gotten a new partner with the SCPGA, Southern California PGA. What is that partnership all about?
Yeah. So we're teaming up with a lot of the sections across the U.S., a lot of the larger sections, and getting, you know, part of our business, we sell to your large big box retailers, and they're extremely important and great customers of ours. But we understand that the green grass location in your local golf course that you go to is a fantastic opportunity for people to find Blue Tees as well. And partnering not only with the SCPGA, but the Northern California PGA, Florida, and so throughout those areas, we want to support the golf professional that's supporting us. We've grown our green grass presence, our golf course presence, by just exponentially over the last year, and we feel like it's a really healthy part of our business. So we want to support those groups that are supporting us. And this is a great way to do it. All of them have fantastic junior programs, and we feel like juniors, especially at the price points of our items, can afford, you know, or their parents can afford a rangefinder at our price points. And so it gives an opportunity for us to get in the hands of, you know, future golfers. So it's exciting.
Yeah, the rangefinder is a huge learning tool, too. You know, for the idea of knowing the distance with your eye, you don't know what distance is when you're young. And even when you're old. And so when, you put the rangefinder in your hand, by the way, the Blue Tees rangefinder feels so comfortable. It fits right in. It's really cool. Thank you so much. Taylor.
Oh, thank you.
It's very, very nice piece of equipment, and it comes in a really great box. And
well, that's I was going to ask you, Danielle. I know that you got one of our rose gold units, I believe.
Yes.
And I just kind of wanted to get your, you know, I'm not necessarily the target demographic for that product. I think there's some fashion forward people out there that do like that item, but it obviously was directly created for female golfers initially, and you know, we feel like the female golfer has kind of been left out in the electronic space. You know, some people will create a watch band or something in a kind of a pink or, you know, a different kind of more feminine color, but the you know, the F3 Max and the rose gold was directly targeted at that, you know, new group of women golfers that are coming in, and then the current, you know, better players as well. So I just kind of wanted to get your vibe, because I'm not the best one for the pink unit.
It's great. It's perfect, ladies. It matches everything. I mean, they've chosen a color that no matter what you're wearing is going to match. It's going to look great with your outfit. It's and at the same time, of course, it's doing exactly what all rangefinders do, tell you your distance so that you, you know, after a while you get a feel for it. Let's say you get good enough to go into a tournament, let's say the Jenny K at Mid-Pacific Country Club, and there's, you know, everything to E-flight. Well, you could use a rangefinder, but maybe you don't want to carry too much stuff with you. You like to be just, you know, unburdened when you're on the course. So now with the rangefinder, you can train yourself on distance. It's very, very cool. I highly recommend. And this rangefinder is so comfortable. And this rangefinder in the what was the color again? I'm bad with names.
Well, so it's a pink rangefinder,
yes.
But you know, it's not hot pink. It's
no.
A really soft pink,
yes.
But then we call it our rose gold rangefinder. It has a rose gold ring around the front of,
yes,
it, and a really, you know, some nice accents to the case that it comes in,
yes,
all the way to the cleaning cloth. And
it
looks awesome hanging off of a bag. I'll tell you that.
It does. It's really, really classy. I did a unboxing, a video, and I'd like to share it on social media. Does it meet your approval, sir?
Yes, you can share away, of course. We love people sharing our product, I'll tell you that. We see a lot of it all over the place. It's amazing, you know, the people that are fans of the product, how they treat it, and the unboxing experience. Obviously, a lot of credit goes to our designers and our lead designer and one of our co-founders. He does all the product development, all the design, and everything out of California. And I mean, as you know, you got to unbox it, but it feels extremely, extremely premium when you open up the box. And
mm-hmm.
then his attention to detail on every little aspect of the product is incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Every
makes my life really easy, Danielle, when I'm trying to sell stuff. You know, so it's great.
Well, you also have this new one out. You know, there's the black. That is a matte black, right? For the
right.
The
yep.
Matte finish. Yeah, so there's all different colors. That's why, you know, just go to this fabulous website, okay? Just go to Blue Tees, like the tea you put into the ground, blueteesgolf.com. That's where you go, and you'll see it all. Great talking with you. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, Danielle, thank you so much. And then I just wanted to give a quick shout out in the sense of right now, if you go across all of our retail partners, our website, everybody else, you don't have to go to Blue Tees Golf necessarily. You can go to Dick's Sporting Goods, PGA Tour Superstores. Hopefully your local golf shop, there should be one in the area that's carrying the product. And they're all running fantastic Black Friday sales right now. We have kind of our pre-Black Friday. And then Black Friday is around the corner. So the biggest discount we've ever run on any of our products, and the S3 Max, it's the first time it's ever been discounted. Right now you can get it for $25 off. So
wow,
that's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Thank you for letting us know about that. I came unprepared.
No, you're fine. That's what I'm here for, right? We get a little shout out. So that's we're good.
Yes. Okay. And is it on the website too?
Yeah. You know, if you go on the website, or if you just search Blue Tees in your search engine right now,
yeah,
and you pull it up,
yeah.
I mean, we love you going to our site, but we love you going to everybody else's site as well.
Okay.
So You know, dickssportinggoods.com, it'll be at the same price as our site right now, PGA Tour Superstores, Carl's Golfland, any of your big golf retailers will have it on there.
Oh, good. So, you know, go shopping and have a good time. This is,
yes.
Taylor Herber, Vice President of Sales, BlueTeesGolf.com. That's the location. You can find everything that they have there, or you can find it anywhere at the big sporting goods, golf sporting goods stores. Thanks. Aloha.
Well, have a great one, Danielle. You thank you so much.
We'll talk again, okay? Thank you.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, we've got a wonderful George Savarikas is going to be with us next. And George has created his own super drink. George, I'm going to have to talk to you a little bit about what's going on the what was the European Tour, and I'm really confused. You know, we've got the CME Group tournament, the final event on the LPGA that's underway. But what's confusing me is they're telling me that Rory McIlroy is three shots back. Well, he was doing well. I haven't seen the leaderboard in a while. But everybody keeps telling me that Colin Morikawa could be the first American to win the European Tour's season-long race to Dubai without winning. We'll be back with George Savarikas, Golf Channel, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
KORLYNI, Honolulu.
Ko'olina Golf Club's holiday sale is coming soon. One day only, top brands like Ralph Lauren, TaylorMade, Nike, Adidas, Callaway, Tommy Bahama are up to 75% off. Pick up an early Christmas present for the golfer in your family or treat yourself. We're having multiple free prize drawings throughout the day. Here's a special for the Golf Club listeners only. Mention this ad during the sale for a chance to win a free round of golf for four players. Ko'olina's Holiday Sale, Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information and to register for the sale, visit ko'olinagolf.com/holiday sale.
Aloha, this is PGA Tour winner and major champion Colin Morikawa. Join me and the best players in the world at the 2022 Century Tournament of Champions, January 5th through 9th at the Plantation Course at Kapalua. Don't miss Maui's premier event, which is fun for the whole family. This year, Hawaii residents can get a special Kama'aina ticket presented by Southwest Airlines. These ticket packages and more are available at CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him right in now. George Savarikas, founder and CEO, Drink 2020, and of course, Golf Central host and Golf Channel reporter. Welcome into the clubhouse, George.
Danielle, how are you?
Good.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's a great day. Okay, so when I checked, Rory McIlroy is like pretty far ahead. And Colin Morikawa was pretty close, and he still is pretty close, 68-69, right? And he'll be the first American to win the European Tour's season-long race to Dubai. He doesn't play on the European Tour or the DP World Tour. George, how is it possible for him to win this incredible award that every European guy wants to win?
Well, it helps with Colin winning the Open, obviously, which counts as double points on both the PGA Tour as well as the European Tour. So Colin has been, I wouldn't say necessarily strategic, but advantageous with the victories that he's had, where they've also counted for Race to Dubai points. So he was one of six players mathematically who had a chance to win the Race to Dubai. He and Billy Horschel were the two Americans.
Right.
That's six. Trying to become the first American to win the European Tour's biggest prize. And I had worked the Zozo Championship in Tokyo 2-3 weeks ago and was talking with Colin, and he was saying how a lot of guys, and he was pretty exhausted at this point of the season, a lot of guys are scaling down how many events they're playing if they're among the top 10 or 20 in the world. But with this opportunity ahead of him, he was actually trying to make sure his game was ramping up and peaking for this point of the year. Which is strange to say, but that's just how the golf schedule lays out on. I mean, we saw the Champs Tour event last week, the LPGA Tour. November's a big month in the golf world.
Yes. Yes, it is. And, you know, we're sitting on our couch. Not you, but most of us are sitting on our couch.
Close to my couch.
Yes, and we're sitting on our couch, and we're watching all these guys, and they're here, they're there, but they're always on the TV. So
yep.
We don't think about, you know, jet lag and no sleep and trying to get your hotel room and any of the other problems that could possibly come up. They've just all got to be ready to go. End of story.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they have to be at the top of their game. And, I mean, obviously it's an amazing career path that they have, and especially if you're one of the top 10 or 20 players in the game, then you're playing a more global schedule. You have a lot of comforts of like premium type travel from point A to point B. But you're on the road for say 200 plus days a year. And no matter what city you land in or how you're feeling, people are expecting you to perform your best. So expectations are always sky high. For Morikawa, I mean, it's amazing how young he is, and he just keeps exceeding expectations.
Yes.
It seems like his potential is limitless.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I think it's his irons, you know? He doesn't depend on the big stick.
A hot putter.
Yeah. And a hot putter helps, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, seriously, his ball striking, I mean, it's Tiger-esque as far as how much better he is with his irons than the next closest player. You see a small snapshot of what he's done in 2 years. It's hard to think, okay, he's going to face a horrible drought if this or that happens. Like, you just think, okay, yeah, he's always going to be a good ball striker. And sometimes if he putts average, wins. And if he putts poorly, he's still a guy who's going to be top 20 almost every week.
Isn't that, yeah, so. That's the bottom line. So if that's the case for Colin, maybe everybody should pay more attention. I was talking with someone last week on the show, and the kids are all going out and they're getting their driver and they're on the driving range, and all they want to do is hit balls using their driver. You know, just bang, 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 bang. It doesn't teach you the game. So it's so much important to learn it. I think it was Ron Cyrak who was on the show talking about junior players. You know, start on the putting green. You know, work your way back to the tee. you're going to have a better game in the long run.
I completely agree. And I've had this conversation with coworkers. When you're introducing a junior into the game, do you teach them tee to green or green to tee? Obviously, it's fun for a 6-, 7-, or 8-year-old to hit drivers, but the best thing to do is to actually start them, if you're playing a par 3 course, on the green, so they're comfortable with the putter and hitting chip shots, and then work them back towards the tee. And there's an infatuation in junior golf with how much distance you can have and just beating drivers in the range. If you just think of, like, mathematically, say you're getting around a course in 80 shots. So there's, what, 30 putts, and then you're hitting maybe 1 to 2 pitches or short game shots per hole. I mean, that's at least half the strokes that you're playing are putts and chips versus hitting 14 drivers.
Yeah.
It just makes sense to focus your time on what clubs are you going to use more often in your round.
Exactly. Thank you. Now, the other thing that really blew me away is, you know, I sat down on my couch this morning and I didn't get a chance to watch much yesterday. But I had Nelly Korda and Jin Young Ko. They were at the top And then all of a sudden, Celine Boutier, Mina Harigay, Leona McGuire, Jin Young Ko is coming back on, but she's, you know, she's only on the fourth. She's doing really well, considering her hand hurts, her wrist hurts.
Yeah, I mean, she's playing through an injury at this point of the year and obviously knows what's on the line. If you win this event, then you're winning the biggest prize. But for her and Nelly, ultimately, if either of them prevails this week, then you would think they would also have Player of the Year locked up, since they both have four victories this season on the LPGA Tour. Nelly, of course, has the major tour credit. But yeah, what Celine Boutier was able to do with consecutive 65, she's got to be playing with a ton of confidence, but it's one thing to do that rounds one and two. It'll be a completely different story on the weekend if she can keep playing at a high level.
Yeah, it must be pretty scary, though, just to have Jin Young Ko coming up behind you and, you know, be so close. And it's just, and she can do it. And it'll be interesting to see how they hold up under, you know, the last round pressure and the last hole pressure. Kind of what, you know, Lexi Thompson goes through when she seems to, someone put it like this, I think on Golf Channel, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who it was, but she plays in such, she putts, she's gotten really good at putting, and she doesn't think about it much until it is all on her shoulders and she has to make the putt. And then instead of staying in her routine, she thinks about having to make the putt. At least that's what's, you know, surmised by just watching, which is pretty amazing, isn't it? How much we can guess what's going on in people's minds.
No, and I know, I mean, this is something that Lexi has battled throughout her career. And she's in it, like, you can tell she's very athletic. The numbers that she's put up, 11 LPGA Tour victories, a major, I mean, she's likely on the way to a Hall of Fame career. But I know, dating back to, I started with the Golf Channel in 2013. And I remember she was battling her putter then and had rounds where she would put with her eyes closed. And a lot of it just comes down to having either a twitch or like some type of almost yip in the stroke when the pressure's at its highest. And she gets outside of her comfort zone. And it's unfortunate. We saw that the U.S. Women's Open with the putter and obviously some of the wedges coming in. And last week, I think everyone in the golf world was rooting for her to close it out, kind of overcome the mental hurdle that she's had in closing out tournaments. And unfortunately, it reappeared. So that's kind of the narrative for the time being, until she can find a way to stay in that same zone that she is for the first 63 holes versus the back nine on Sunday.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not uncommon to have that problem. We watched, you know, Jordan Spieth trying to make his comeback from nowhere, you know, being on the top of the world and then being nowhere at all. And then as he comes back, question is, Rory McIlroy, another person who, you know, it's like, God, Rory, you're playing so well, and then you can't play at all. It's incredible what happens at the end.
And recently we've seen it on, say, the PGA Tour. Matthew Wolff has been playing at a very high level this fall, has put himself in contention a lot, but hasn't been able to close it out. And you're almost a victim of your success the first three rounds to put yourself either in the lead or on the first page of the leaderboard, because then expectations start to fall on your shoulders that say, okay, well, you should be winning this tournament or closing this out, et cetera, versus if you were just playing okay and say top 15 or top 20, the expectations aren't for you to shoot a 62 on Sunday and win it. So you're kind of like freed from the burden of you should close this out because you are two back or have a two shot lead, et cetera. But yeah, unfortunately, I mean, it's honestly, as weird as it sounds, I would say Lexi is one under right now, five back, is in a good spot because she's the chaser.
Yes.
And I think for her to break this victory drought, it would be a day where she gets in a zone, is off a little earlier than the leader or co-leaders, is able to post a number, and is just thinking aggressive the entire time instead of having any seeds of doubt in her mind where she has to play, quote-unquote, defensively.
Yeah. It's exactly being the hunter. rather than being hunted. It's a much, much more comfortable position to be in. All right, so what are we leaving out? Oh, right, the PGA Tour final event of the season, the RSM Classic, right? It's like, really? Oh, right. Usually they're the number one attention grabber. This week, it's not so much. But Sebastian Munoz put on an incredible show. I think it was on Thursday. Just amazing.
Yep, with a 60.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going low.
That's going low. Yeah. Yeah, what is about, you know, when you go low, it's so hard to follow it up with another low score?
And I've talked to so many guys about this, and it's the mental game where you're however many under through. I mean, you're when Sebastian shoots 70 for round number one, and I mean, just gets off to such an amazing start, out in 30, in 30. So he's thinking, okay, I was 5 under through 9, I'm this many under through 10 or 11, and the next day, if you start out par, or you're already one or two shots behind your pace the previous day. And that's just in your mind the entire round. And plus, it's just think about it. I mean, 60 is the lowest round ever on tour. What are the odds that you get within two or three shots of your low round the next day?
Exactly.
It's so rare.
And plus, you're using two different parts of your brain. See, when you're playing golf and you're just playing golf and you're quote-unquote in the zone, you're using the part of your brain that's an artist. And you start doing math, you're using a part of your brain that's completely not an artist. And I think the two collide, and you can't think about strokes or numbers or counting or any of that. It just doesn't work. But, you know, I want to talk to you, and I've only got 4 minutes. This was so much fun. George, I've gone right off the rails. CEO of Drink2020.com. How's it going with this?
All good. We are on Amazon. We are obviously selling Drink 2020 through our website. We are now finally gearing up to be in golf courses and kind of the Sun Belt for this winter, and then look for more national footprint next year. Had shifted our focus to online initially from when we had last talked, but now digging into placement in warm weather areas, and Hawaii would definitely be one of those markets we would like to look at. But at the outset, we'll be in and around Scottsdale, Southern California, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, et cetera. So we'll hopefully be unveiling the list of our first, say, 20 to 30 courses in December, so people know at the beginning of next year where they could start buying 2020 in person. So definitely some exciting opportunities in the near horizon.
Yes, very exciting because, you know, impulse buys are your best source. People see it, they want it, they grab it. They don't think about it. That's the way you want it, not thinking. And you're hiring. You know, where and it's good. I love your drink. It energizes. Sure. And, you know, my partner in here handling all the phones, Nani really liked it. She goes, I don't need coffee. I need to drink this. This is fabulous. It is.
Well, I have a promo code for any listeners and be happy to send you some more product for your show. It's DT20 for 20% off. If anyone would like to make a purchase, and it's clean, functional ingredients. We have our immunity booster shot right now. Just finished formulating our rapid hydration. And a component that we're going to be excited to unveil in talks with the 2 to 3 different charitable alliances for youth golf programs that we're going to announce in coming weeks. So a percentage of all sales will go to support those programs. So it's something that myself and my business partner, Michael Heil, are very passionate about. So those programs are all going to be golf-centric. So any purchase made will go to support youth golf programs.
I got 90 seconds to close the show and give my sponsors a shout-out. What was that promo code? Okay.
DT20.
Yeah, DT20. Don't forget that, okay?
Yep.
Yes, okay.
You got it.
Thank you. Aloha. Thank you to Aloha Power Equipment Sand Island Store. They've moved to Alakava. That's where you'll find them. Really convenient. They're also open in Waipahu. MD Restoration, flood, fire, disasters. You need help from MD Restoration at any time of the day, right away. Just give them a call. Here comes the Sony Open PGA Tour. Stars are hitting Waialae. It's going to be fabulous. January 10th through the 16th. Century Tournament of Champions kicks it all off on the beautifully refined plantation course where only the champions of the PGA Tour play. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. This is The Golf Club. I'm Danielle Tucker.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.